Hello, and welcome to the Witch's Table. I have Willissa and Lisa with me today, and we were going to go over our tarot spread for this quarter. The card we have pulled for April of 2023 is the Nine of Pentacles. So we're going to talk a little bit about how that energy is manifesting so far.
I think the Nine of Pentacles was one of those cards that like either really manifests for people, like there's a lot of abundance happening for certain people, a lot of forward movement happening for certain people. Also the double Aries moon cycles that have happened in this month are very potent and have really provided a launch pad for people's desires and projects. So I think that card is echoing that energy. And also, every time I see that card, I look at that bird on her arm. And the bird is all about control, you know, the skill and the talent that she has to have to manage a wild creature. So I think it's also sometimes important of what are you managing? Do you have things under control? Is your bird sitting there on your arm like it should be, or is it flying all around? Did you completely lose it? So I think there's some of that in there, like preparedness, training, expertise. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it talks about enjoying the fruits of her labors without overdoing it.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if this has anything to do with tax season.
That could be.
Possibly. People getting their tax returns and and instead of frivolously spending it, maybe letting it contribute to
control.
Your control over
the
it.
Bird, is yeah. That, yeah. Yeah, that does make sense because April is all about taxes for many people.
Yeah.
And you, all of these companies are there that want to give you a loan on your taxes before your tax return comes. So people are just spending that money like crazy. Whereas that's like manna from heaven.
Yeah.
I mean, put that extra $500 or $2,000 or whatever it is, just squirrel it away, for God's sakes.
Seems to me it's about developing a healthy relationship with your money.
Yes.
Yes.
And that is the most important thing.
I think that's where all of us need to look at, it's so easy nowadays to have that instantaneous I want. And what do? We pull a credit card out and buy something versus going, maybe I'll wait a little while and save some money until I can pay cash for it. Because I think the one thing I do recall people saying is that debt has never been higher than what it is right now, people's debt. Mm-hmm. And I think we all need to take a look at our relationship with money and try to get that debt down and try to create a little more savings for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And especially if you are getting a tax return, hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Treat it responsibly, and if you have to pay taxes, then look at how you're calculating what you're doing. Maybe you're living too much in the future versus in the present. Mm-hmm. Just a funny feeling about that.
Well, paying taxes is one of those double-edged swords. You have to be making a certain amount of money in order to have to quote-unquote pay taxes. So, on one side it's a blessing. We paid taxes this year and probably will from here on out forever. And I hate writing that check. But at the same time, I'm like, I make enough money that I have to pay taxes.
Yeah. You wouldn't be writing that check if you didn't have abundance.
Right.
That's true.
Exactly. So it's a signature of abundance. And so I write that and I'm like, okay, this is my money that I'm giving to society because that money's going to go into the government. It's going to be used for programs. It's going to be used to help people, blah, blah, blah. Maybe, God forbid, or God please ask for this, that they might actually fill the pothole at the end of my road with it.
Right? Absolutely.
But I had to change my way that I looked at that money that was going out of my
pocket. It's not a punishment. Correct. And I think too many of us think of it as punishment. It's like, oh, I can't believe I have to pay money to the government. And guess what? We are the government, even though
everything about our lives is controlled by some agency.
Yeah.
Everything. Your water, your electric, the road you're driving to, the store you just walked into, everything. People just get all upset about that. So, no, pay your taxes if you have to pay taxes and be thankful that you had enough money that you have to pay taxes.
Yeah.
And if you get money back, cherish that. That's like, you know, it's a boon.
But be responsible with it.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. I just think that it's kind of like saving your money for the future a little bit, but not not to the point like where you're hoarding it, but, you know, being
think
smart
of future
about it.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can spend a little of that money on fun things, but save some of it for what?
Be strategic.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is like, when we're talking about, oh, okay, this is like boon money. Mm-hmm. This is extra money. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, some goes to savings or pay off some of your credit cards, whatever it may be, but save yourself that little slice.
Mm-hmm.
Save yourself that 10-15% to go ball out on and have fun, have a nice dinner, go to fucking Red Rocks, do what you want. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
experience your abundance.
Yeah. Exactly.
With that small amount and then experience your abundance again by saying, okay, I'm going to
and then take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because there's a feeling you have when you know there's a little bit of money there.
That's
in the bottom of the
that baseline security of like, I'm good. If something goes to shit tomorrow, I'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
No, I agree.
Okay. And the next card, we'll just touch on this quickly, is the King of Cups reversed in May. I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. We'll talk more about it when we get into May. But I would say heads up.
Yeah.
On that one, King of Cups upside down is not a card I like to see when we're talking about overall populist experiences of the United States. So that, you know, that could be world leaders, that could be
that's what I'm feeling.
All kinds of stuff. So let's just not give that any bad energy and we're just going to move right along and see what happens.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Moving along.
Okay. Did we share about our experiences with our March ritual?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Did you do ritual last night for your 419?
Yes, I did.
How was that? Do you want to share?
So I'm like working on putting the intentions I had set into action. Now I've actually been taking action.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So I'm building the momentum like towards, I don't know how to describe it because I'm no longer people pleasing. That's the intent.
Yeah.
So it's like there's certain things I've taken action on. I think I'm past like the things I need to personally take action on at this point. I had this come across with my mother cutting ties. I sent the letter, you know, in air quotes. She's blocked. I don't, like, as soon as I put that letter in the mailbox, I blocked her. Like, I don't need a response.
Nice.
I don't need an acknowledgement.
Yeah.
I said what I had to say.
Excellent.
This is it. I've like I felt confident. I washed my hands of it.
Massive purging.
Around the same time, I had a like a issue flare up with a friend, and it was right in line with the same energy. This friend is also a Capricorn, just like my mother, and the reaction she was having to something, it triggered me in the moment. It sent me right back to like this feels like dealing with my mom. I was very proud of myself. I disengaged, removed myself from the situation, took a few days to cool off when it wasn't so, like, in your face and heated.
Uh-huh.
And she's the type of person who's unpredictable and could possibly be violent. So I'm like, I'm not doing a face-to-face.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get yelled at. I'm not going to be abused.
Right.
So I sent a text instead of just ghosting.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing. I said what I had to say. I was very nice. I was very civil.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, I'm like, you know, going forward, like, this doesn't feel like a good decision for me, and but I wish you the best, and I have no hard feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like, same thing with my mom. I said my piece. I don't need to hear anything else. I don't need to make it a whole big thing. Well, of course, she showed her ass. And it was so funny because it was effortless on my part.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to do anything. I am not active on Facebook and things like this, so I didn't know she was showing her ass. People came and told me.
Oh.
And they're like, we're really bothered by this. We're going to tell her boss that she's saying this kind of shit on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even ask y'all to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, there were so many people who showed up and rallied for me.
Yes.
And it was very meaningful to me that, like, I didn't have to jump in defense of myself.
Right.
Like, my reputation speaks for itself. Like, these people know I'm not about that shit. They know she's lying.
You walk your talk, and people will see that.
Exactly.
They say it to your face.
Exactly.
See it and it comes
she
out
exposed herself,
yeah,
basically,
exactly.
is what happened. I'm like, there's a theme going on.
Right.
I set the intention, I'm releasing this. I'm not going to go out of my way and jump over hoops to please people who wouldn't do the same for me.
No.
And it was, like, immediate. Mm-hmm. Like, bam, bam, bam. All this stuff is dropped, and also they're exposing themselves along the way. And I'm like, well, I don't want any parts of that.
That was some good magic on your point.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the really good thing for you is that you're getting rid of the toxic people in
yeah.
your life.
Yeah. Well, now it's like... it. Yeah. After spending a lot of time alone in reflection, when I start to feel that toxic energy near me, I don't want it anywhere near me. Like, I'm having, like, very strong reactions to it, and I have to remove myself. And I'm like, I'm not getting sucked into that roller coaster again. I it's not fucking worth it. Yeah. Nobody is worth that shit to me.
Well, and I think also the other thing is that you develop a... you now have an antidote mm-hmm. because once you have learned not to attract toxicity to you, it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It starts
and in the same way, it's like I didn't stoop to their level of toxicity
exactly.
by blowing up or being threatening or something like that.
Yeah,
I was
engage.
Very nice.
You didn't engage with it.
Like, I was very civil. I was more civil than I had to be.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, proud of myself for taking that high road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that isn't something
too.
I've really, like, endeavored to do before. But it is, like, all about the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you were talking about with people trying to make money wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have to make this person wrong to them. I don't have to be... You don't have to... be mean to have an impact on somebody.
Right.
You don't have to continue that cycle of abuse
yeah.
and toxicity to make a point. Mm-hmm. In fact, you can probably make a bigger impact by being kind still and following your own
or
personal beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, like you did.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, to me, that is being kind.
Yeah. Well, it's being kind to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
I call it turning up the love.
Like yeah.
Turn off the toxicity, turn up the love. And for you, it's all about, I just don't need that in my life. I mean, all of a sudden you realize
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have an impact on me anymore.
No.
It just,
I'm not amused by it anymore.
No. And you don't need to engage. That's the biggest
mm-mm.
thing is
yeah.
not engaging with it.
Exactly.
Because that's what
I'm
going to
keep doing
like
me.
Her want to do.
And in the process, I'm going to keep attracting good energy.
Yep.
And this kind of came full circle in a way this past weekend. My friends threw me a birthday party and it was just so magical, you guys. I had my new friends that I made in Denver, one of my old friends from my very first Bonnaroo when I wasn't even old enough to drink yet, found out she's been living in Denver this whole time that I've been here.
Wow.
So she came out. So it's like I had my old friends from way back. I had my new friends. I made new friends at the party. Like everything. I was just like, this is the energy. All the vibes were on point. There was no drama. Everybody was having a good time with, like, people they don't know. And, like, I was like, yep, that's setting the whole energy
yeah.
for this year
yeah.
right now.
I love that.
That's good.
It was awesome.
Very good. It's about time.
Right?
Well, and Lisa, you finally sold that house.
I did. I finally sold my house for my two friends, which changed their life considerably. Their
mm-hmm.
stress levels are so different.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for me, obviously, for many reasons. It does help financially, kind of in a way, except you still have to pay taxes on it. There's the taxes again. but the biggest thing is, and it's funny, we pulled cards this morning. I'm going to allude to the fact that Two of Swords came up to me. And part of what the reality of that closure was, I need to make a decision as to what I want to do going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because you cannot straddle two different worlds and do credence to either of them.
True.
And you are the one in the long run who runs at a deficit when you do that. So you need to focus your energies, move forward with clarity and competency. And that's the point that I'm at right now is, okay, what do I want to do when I grow up? And I think this is, you know, indicative of people where I'm at is saying, what's your second act?
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at right now. So I am in a state of decision and also review, like, okay, what is it I really want to do? What brings me joy? And those are questions that, you know, I haven't had a chance to ask.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I need to do is take some time off
mm-hmm.
to
yeah,
be able
you do.
To really reflect and to gain some energy. 'Cause it has definitely been a tough year, but I think it's been a tough year for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage people to give yourself time to reflect. you know, go through those days of the darker days that we are now thankfully moving out of and into spring, and you know, move forward with hope regardless of how tough it is. It's like, just start turning up the positive. And I'm not saying be Pollyanna or, you know, be the unicorn, but put that energy out there. Put that positive energy out, just like what Grace was just saying. Okay, I don't need toxicity in my life. I want to move forward, more positivity, and that's kind of where I want to go to. So I've got some review happening.
I think that's a good way to start off for Taurus season coming up, because I feel like Taurus, out of all the earth signs, is especially focused on beauty and pleasure.
Yeah.
And I think that needs to be a major theme in your decision going forward, focusing on those and like less of like the, oh, I don't have time for this, or I don't, maybe it's like financially, I don't have enough of this or something like that. Focus on what it is you're calling in.
Yep.
And I think like that Taurus energy will give you a boost with that too.
Health.
Your creature comforts, your health, all of that is like very earth sign, but also Taurus specific.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I feel like it needs to be something a lot of people look at right now. Just the fact, like I said, we move from the darkness, hopefully, into the light. And it's a weird interim season.
Yeah.
We go, you know, we go forward into the light, and we go a little bit backwards into sort of winter, and we go forward, we go back. So it's kind of a seesaw, and it very much matches the Two of Swords. It's like there's indecision, moving forward, indecision. So, you know, I think I'm starting to move with the seasons, where I think in the past I've been a little retrograde, a little backwards. So, you know, I feel better about things now than I have in a long time. But I've got to make some decisions. And, you know, decisions are always tough because you've got to make a commitment. And you know what human beings don't like? Making commitments.
Yeah.
Because then we own our actions, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the hard stuff.
Wow.
How about you?
I've been making good progress. I've had a really good month this past month with my business. Quite a few new clients. I've got a couple of clients who are really taking on their healing, coming for multiple sessions to look at multiple aspects of their healing, doing some past life work, also doing some ancestral work. A lot of people seem to be very interested in their ancestral work, which can be so healing for yourself and everybody else. So that's been really good. I've written 4 rituals this month. And I realized I have that all on my schedule. It kind of like hit me one day. I was like, oh, I got these 4 rituals to do. I better sit down and write those. So I got 2 of them done, and 2 of them almost completely done. And I have a class going on tonight here at Isis, where we're going to talk about the 2 suitcases that you come into life with. The first suitcase is all of your past life trauma, and the second suitcase is all of your lineal family heritage trauma. So we're gonna talk about that and see what can be done about that. I did my ritual for 419 last night. It was very powerful, and it was for one of my students. So the work I did was actually in doing the work for her. In supporting her, and that's my role as priestess too. So it was very rewarding to me to see her shift, because she was really at a place where she was getting ready to maybe back out, discontinue classes, kind of fuddled up in the mind, and due to some things that happened during the ritual when we were finished with that, and sharing cakes and wine and discussing what she had seen and what had happened, she really had a huge epiphany, a huge opening. Which is always what I want to see as the priestess, as the teacher. So I was very, very gratified, and went to bed just full, you know, just full of the feeling of accomplishment and the feeling of new hope for another person on this path. So that's been going on. I felt really good about that, and I have things lined up for the next coming months. So it's all coming together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm feeling good about it.
The energy is definitely ramping up for sure. I'm interested to see how it's going to play out.
Right? I forgot to say, my ritual was simple but powerful. Mm-hmm. I walked outside late at night about 1:30. took my shoes off barefoot, hugged my big ash tree that's mm-hmm. behind me, leaned mm-hmm. up against it, mm-hmm. and prayed to Gaia and the maker of all creation, and included any and everyone in there, because I kind of like to hedge my bets. It's like, whoever is out there anywhere would feel my energy. Mm-hmm. And it was the strongest grounding I felt in a long time.
Yeah.
Real promise of growth and mm-hmm. future. But I did get that aside message of, Mama's not happy with the earth. Earth mm-hmm. is not happy yeah. with us.
Yeah. That came up for you as well.
Yeah, it did. We saw that.
The earth tree.
Yeah, we did a shamanistic style meditation where I led her through the sacred forest. We had a conversation with the mother tree, and then we continued on our journey to find her soul well. And the conversation with the mother tree was very, very difficult. She was actually under attack. And so we had to deal with some level of psychic attack there that happened, and also some level of realization of that the actual astral representation of our world tree is now under attack. It was really quite frightful. I had a moment there in sacred space where I was like, okay, what the fuck? What am I supposed to do about this? You know, what's the action I need to take? I mean, I had to sit there and really just take a few breaths and really hook in with the Morrigan. We were working with the Morrigan that evening. And I'm like, okay, you know, what do we need to do about this? So we were able to engage the energies of the birds on the astral plane, the owl, the hawk, and the ravens, to come and get these creatures away from the mother tree, and to kill them and to run them off. But I'm gonna need to go back and check and see what is going on. And I wanna have a more in-depth conversation with her about the whole situation, because that was really something I've never ever seen in any of my journeys before. I've never seen that happen. That environment is always pristine. It's always protected. She is always beautiful and in full leaf. She was not in full leaf. She was barely in bud. She showed as if she was in stark winter, and it's spring.
Yeah.
And I was shocked by that.
She was under attack, basically.
Maybe we should do something special on Saturday for Earth Day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a very good idea. And if I don't do anything else, I will at least connect with my trees on my own property.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
And go back into sacred space and connect with her. But yeah, so that was an interesting experience, a new thing that's now in my awareness I need to keep track of. Yeah, it's a very potent evening.
Wow.
I'm sure. So I brought some stuff with me today to do a little ritual for us. And if anybody wrote down the ritual that we did last time, this is the same ritual. This is the ritual for 419 that you were given, and you also have a link to it. And by the way, nobody contacted me to get a copy of this, and I'm all but hurt about that.
Yeah, guys, so, what's up with that?
Right? You know, it's like, you want to do this work or do you not want to do this work?
Right.
Okay, done with that part. Okay, so.
Tell them, Melissa.
I have a little plate.
Someone's giving you a gift, guys. Accept it.
And I've got some cornmeal. And I'm going to make a pentacle on my plate with the cornmeal.
I think I can upload a video of this to the podcast.
I love working with cornmeal.
Mm-hmm.
I did one ritual where I used cornmeal and the magpies ate my cornmeal.
Well, they took your spell with them.
Yep. That's why they come back and talk to me.
They did their job. Okay, and now I'm going to put the circle around it, connecting all of the points. Okay, and now I'm going to put the lid back on the cornmeal. Okay, now I have meadowsweet. Meadowsweet represents air. So we're going to put that in one of the legs of the pentacle representing air. Meadow Sweet. It's good for depression. It heightens your memory. It lifts the attitude that you have. Opens you to creativity. And in the South, I have.
Oh, I love this.
Anise. Star anise. Oh, in a container that I can't open.
Same.
My old teeth still work.
When all else fails, just bite.
Well, it's better if you got spit on it, so, you know. So I'm going to put a star anise here. Oh, I don't like that one. It's not got all five of its legs.
Oh, that's a pretty one.
That's pretty.
Here, this is beautiful. This one is perfect. Put that
that's
one
gorgeous.
In
the south. Oh, that smells so good.
I know. And then we're going to have some sage for wisdom and healing
love
in
sage.
The west. Open to your wisdom of healing in the west. Open to your compassion.
Something about sage, it always reminds me of home.
And this I grew at my own little house.
Oh,
that's cool.
And then this is fennel leaf, which I also grew in my own little house. Fennel is for luck and for wealth and abundance. Also, the root of the fennel grows really, really deep into the earth, so she makes a good connection with the earth, the fennel does. And that's for stability and abundance. And then in the top for spirit, I have angelica seed, which comes from a beautiful plant. The angelica plant is beautiful. You can make tea out of the leaves. You can eat the seeds. You can eat the stalks. Make it, it's like a celery, or you can candy, make it candy out of it. And that is for connection with spirit. Also brings in some angelic energy as well, and also brings in the energy of protection, the angelica seed. And then in the middle, I have candles for each of us. So, and I only have two gold candles, so I'm gonna do the white candle for me and give you guys the pretty gold candles, okay?
Well, that kind of makes sense. You're the spiritual leader, the priestess, so you should have a light.
Well, you're all spiritual leaders.
True.
You're all on the path trying to figure out your deal. Oh, do I have a lighter? I do have a lighter.
Yes, I am sniffing the star anise right now.
I know, right?
Oh my God, I am so captivated by this.
Suck it up into your nose.
I do.
Okay, and now we're going to do a chant, and I want you to think about.
Okay.
I'm lighting these candles. Think about what it is that you're growing this year, what it is that you want to create this year. The candles are in the center.
They don't lit themselves almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they were like,
they're
we're ready.
Ready.
We're ready. And I'm going to jazz it up with some energy. And then we're going to do our chant. Seed of what I wish to be. Grow and bud and bloom in me. I-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-oh-ay-oh-ay-oh-ay-oh. Seed of what I wish to be. Grow and bud and bloom in me. I-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-oh-ay-oh-ay-oh-ay-oh. Seed of what I wish to be. Grow and bud and bloom in me. I-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-
Seed of what I wish to be, grow and bloom to me. Seed of what I wish to be, grow and bud and bloom in me. Seed of what I wish to be, grow and bud and bloom in me.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
I'm going to suck in that energy. Bring it into you. Connect it with a visualization of your success, of your potency, of your strength.
May we all move forward powerfully in purpose, in health, in spirit. And so it is.
Whew.
Yay.
I got some deep messages.
That you? Good.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Absolutely. Yeah. Frickin'-lutely.
Continue to think about your messages. I got this coyote leg bone, okay? No coyote. Messing up our stuff, fucking up our dreams, bringing this chaos.
I wish you all could see this.
You're going to.
Melissa is also a consummate gardener, so her herbs and the things she works with are imbued with her spirit, and it's so different when you go to the store and pick up spice. Kind of like, oh, spice.
Yeah.
But when you're touching one of Willis's, oh my gosh, you can actually feel the energies of the growth that you put into them. They're amazing.
Thank you for that.
Can I keep my little star on me?
Yes, you can. I'm going to make you each a little tea of these five things because okay. They can all go together. I'm going to make you a little tea and put it in a bag and give it to you.
I love
the bags on the counter. So
it's all right. That's a future gift.
Yes.
This was a gift, and that next one is a future promise. It's a gift to a promise. Wow. Holy moly.
And I'll leave these burning until they all burn down for us today.
Dang.
Okay.
I came full circle today.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So
I wanted to kind of discuss the post that we were talking about that you made earlier and open that up to a wider audience.
The one on abundance?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I describe that post?
Yeah.
So we know there's all this hubbub about AI these days. It's hard sometimes to see what's real and what's not real. So somebody posted a picture of several of the world's most wealthiest men, not just from the United States, but from around the world, and depicted them using AI in scrappy clothing, filthy. A couple of them were shirtless. And in the background is some terrible hubble environment, like the worst back roads of poverty, broken down village that you could imagine in your mind. And so they put all of these rich men into that terrible environment. And everybody's like commenting about how funny that is and blah, 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 and they deserve it and blah, blah, blah. I wish they lose their money and, you know. And I'm like, you know what? This is not funny. It's not powerful. If you make fun of, wish ill towards people who have money, that's in the background of your own desire for money. You cannot generate and create and bring unto yourself what you despise and make wrong in others. You know, so I'm not going to say anything about the moral fibers of these individuals. Some of these individuals I think rather highly of for the things they've accomplished. Some of these individuals are actually sharing their money and doing wonderful things in the world. Some of them might have some bad moral character flaws. Some of them definitely are, you know, in my personal opinion, if anybody cares, right, are not very nice individuals. And some of them got their money by some underhanded means, but they didn't all get their money from underhanded means. They're not all lacking in moral fiber. And what is left is you make that wrong. And, you know, again, it's what I call anti-magic. You know, there you are, complaining about somebody else's wealth because you don't have what you want, but you're making the very thing that you want wrong.
You're being a hater.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't do it.
Don't hate, create.
Well, you can't bring in abundance if you are working in deficit.
Yeah, and if you're making people who are abundant wrong. Mm-hmm. Because you want to be that person who's abundant. And now you're making that wrong.
Well, obviously you don't want to be that person.
Or be a better version of those traits.
No, so.
In other words, don't thumb your nose at abundance and expect it to come to you if you're associated with negativity.
Right. You can't, know, the can't seed of what you wish to be. Bud and bloom and grow in me. You know,
that is what we just said.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bud and
it's
bloom
like
and grow
you
in
can
me.
You can it's more nuanced than having to make everybody wrong or right. Mm-hmm. It's like you can look at it and say, okay, maybe this person is flawed, but when I have that kind of money, I will do it better. Mm-hmm. And you can like keep yourself in check, basically. Like
right.
You can
right.
You can witness it without having to attach to the outcome
use
of
that as
this
a goal.
Person's energy.
Use that as a
exactly.
goal.
Exactly.
If I had that much money,
adapt it to
I
your own
doing.
Plan.
Right. And then put your life on that path to get that money so that you can do those things.
Exactly. Yeah. And then actually follow through and be the person you said you were going to be.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, they always say the strongest lessons are what you lead by example with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, lead by example. You know, maybe we aren't millionaires, but we do the best we can with what we have.
Yeah.
And we give when we can. And even if it's going through your closet and giving away clothes that you haven't worn,
yes.
They're still in good condition.
Giving is not always about money.
It's yeah. not.
Time is the greatest gift, in my opinion. If somebody gives me their time, I'm so blessed.
Or compassion or listening to someone. You know, that's riches in
mm-hmm.
itself.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
You know, I just think that we are all rich in many things. Maybe we don't have the yachts, but I don't aspire to a yacht.
Mm-hmm.
If I had the money for a yacht, I'd be out there helping the homeless people find a place to live,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
So, or a private jet. No, I don't do too well on jets.
Right. We all have our thing.
Yeah.
You know, like if a bunch of money fell out of the sky and landed into our life, we all have that one or two crazy ass things that we're just like, oh my God, I have to have that.
What would you do if money fell out of the sky? What would be one of the things you'd want to do?
Crazy ass thing? Like,
yeah, crazy ass thing.
Not altruistic.
Yeah, no, crazy ass.
Totally selfish, crazy thing.
Yes, yes.
Castles.
Yeah.
I want to buy and refurbish and rescue from ruin. Castles.
That'd be cool.
Mm. Oh my God. Yes.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I want a place somewhere tropical, and I want goats. And I want to be able to do my own goat soap and goat milk.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully in a place where it creates jobs for people, the indigenous people who live in that environment, like, I don't know, Barbados or somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and create something for the community at the same time, and then still have something that is like natural without
mm-hmm.
all the ingredients that is really helpful to people because it helps eczema. And I love baby goats.
Oh my God, there's nothing cuter than
yes.
baby goats. I mean,
so
please.
Cute.
Give
it a
so
Facebook
cute.
Button that says baby goat.
Yeah, yes. That would be my crazy. And of course, I want the bougainvillea around me and the tropical breeze. So.
Yes.
Right.
That part.
Mm.
So
you
do?
Need to actually buy a section of the rainforest to protect it, make a sanctuary.
Yeah,
heck yeah. Somewhat similar. I want a big plot of land to do like some sort of communal living.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like want like the whole setup for like doing like raves every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And like make it like part of my offering
she
to the community.
Is it Coachella? She wants Coachella.
But not as bougie though.
She wants Grace Cella. That's what she wants.
That should be a thing.
Like
that
you
should
a
be
shirt.
A thing.
You need a shirt.
I do need
next
a shirt.
Oh
for real.
Cella.
Y'all heard that. Get me a shirt.
I think you need to get one made shirt to your own party with the Grace Cella.
I need it.
Oh, I think that's awesome.
Mm.
See, already good vibes. Good vibes.
It would be a whole thing. And I'd have to get a cool lifted Jeep, neon green,
right,
with the sunroof, and could take the doors off. Like, I can live out my alien Barbie fantasy.
Exactly. I mean, you have to have that for this thing. You have to have that thing that you just have to have because you have to have it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Just have to.
Right.
I mean, I need the biggest subwoofer in Colorado for that Jeep, too.
If you all could
I'm trying to cause Grace, a ruckus.
You would know that she actually, her energy pulsates like a subwoofer.
It does.
It
does. If you felt that wobble, it was me.
Yeah, it's her. It's funny if you think about our
You can
sounds.
Always hear me before you see me.
Melissa, you would be a drum.
Yeah.
You would be a potent drum that feels like the heartbeat connected to the earth. I haven't quite figured out what I'd be. I don't know yet. I don't know. I used to play the piano, so I do love the piano.
Piano, I think yours would be more exotic, though.
Flute.
Flute came to mind for me, too, honestly. But like a fancy flute.
Yeah. Oh, like Pan's flute?
Yeah.
Oh, what am I calling in? You know, I've lately been, I had a goddess come to me. Mm-hmm. Nyx.
Yeah, oh really?
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Nyx came
duty.
To me.
She's heavy.
And I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't really worship deities per se.
Uh-huh.
She came to me in a dream and she said, you need to know about me. And I forgot to tell you.
I swear to God, if Nyx came to you, you need to jump on that boat right now.
I got goosebumps again.
Yeah, you
okay.
should. She
yep.
is extremely potent.
No.
She is also no nonsense. If you welcome her into your life, she's going to smack you a few times.
Oh, great.
But she will walk you through
What's
your
new?
Crap.
Okay.
Very potent to
and
work with.
I didn't even know who she was.
No, that is a boon from the gods.
The
Take
name
it.
Came to me and I was like, what is a Nyx?
Okay, so you're going to regret that you said that because I'm going to be on your ass about that.
Okay. Okay.
Have you had a conversation with Nyx lately?
Well, I got to do some research. I did learn one thing. She was the only... Titan that Zeus was actually afraid of.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I guess she held some sway with him.
I love that.
Yeah, she was pretty mm-hmm. amazing. And I, you know, I don't study deities. I mm-hmm. just don't. But that came to me in a dream, and I woke up thinking, "Who is Nyx?" And I kept thinking, "Was I thinking Dixon? I don't know. I don't know what it is." And all of a sudden, I came in and I said to Ashton, "I said, Ashton, do you know what Nyx is?" And he goes, "Oh yeah, I know what Nyx is." And I was like, "Oh okay."
Yeah. That's a very powerful boon. To me, that is the universe letting you know that you're ready for bigger things.
Yep.
Well, that's what my card said.
Yep.
That's where that and the ceremony that I got, I don't know if we're supposed to talk about the messages we got, but I sure did get a message. I'm coming into my own.
Mm-hmm.
That's the message I got. Yeah. It was like, get ready.
Yeah.
Whoa. I'm going to need some new tennis shoes.
Yay.
Good. Good ceremony, good cards, good read.
I know I'll have to do that again later and just chant until my eyes cross or something.
Mm-hmm. Just move forward with everything you got.
Yep.
I love that chant.
That's really what this new Aries Libra eclipse axis is here to teach us.
Yeah.
To put on that warrior face and you
yes.
just have to keep pushing.
Just go.
We don't have the time to stop and rest anymore. We have to do shit a little bit unprepared. We have to do it a little bit scared.
Right.
We have to do it knowing that
that's a good
the
point.
Other side is unknown. Mm-hmm. You just have to do it. That's where
point.
We're at right now.
Yeah, you can't always have the best circumstances around
no.
you when you want to do something.
Nope.
Just freaking do it.
Well,
literally.
You know, the third leg is to dare. And that's where people get stopped.
Yeah.
You know, to will, to dare. You have to take that action. The action is in the water, in the flow, in the churning, in the unity, in the movement. To dare. You've got to actually do it. And dare has within it fear. You don't dare to do something that you know for sure you can do anyway. There's no courage in there. You know, you already know you've got it.
You're already repeating stuff.
Right.
Damn, that
you
was
know,
profound.
To move forward in the face of not being sure... You know, exactly what that role is going to look like. That's to dare.
We need to put that
yeah.
chant on the, somehow or another in the podcast. That was a really good
It's
chant.
In there.
That is Ellen Cannon Reed. I adapted that from Ellen Cannon Reed.
So okay.
I want to give credit where credit is due.
That, it's been recorded. I have a video of it. I'm going to see if I can sync it up with the recording on the platform.
Well, do we want to say anything else before we are done? Or are we done?
Our
candles are
good.
Melting all over the cornmeal. It's
mm-hmm.
awesome.
There's a lot of food for thought here.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage everybody who listens to do your own adaptation of this ritual or this chant.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on the manifestation. Stop focusing on what it is that you lack. That's not going to bring you what you want. You have to focus on calling it in, aligning yourself with that energy and that vision that it is that you have, so you can leave room for it to actually come through.
Yes. Nine of Pentacles.
Yep.
Abundance. Yeah, abundance and be smart about your wealth.
Well, thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you.
All of you.
Until next time.